Chapter 10 Anubis. So, Callie said after an hour. Even with the passenger seat tilted back, her long legs still sprawled out under the console, her fingers tapped at invisible buttons at the end of each armrest as she looked at the rearview screen again. The horizon sat less than 3 kilometers behind them. The dead had vanished below it hours ago. Part of her wanted to take off her shoes and stretch her toes, but it felt like that would leave her vulnerable somehow. Jake gave her a look from the driver's seat.
So, what?
She didn't meet his eyes, but her fingers stopped their constant dance.
Were you and Megan close?
His eyes went back to the landscape and Hathor's rear end.
It's the moon, he said with a shrug. Everybody's close.
You know what I mean.
What makes you ask?
I don't know, she said. Little things, body language, the way you'd kind of go out of the way not to look at each other sometimes.
We spent a few nights together. Never meant much to either of us. It was more like having a workout partner you could call in the middle of the night when you needed to burn off some steam.
He let a minute stretch out before he added.
She called it off almost a year ago, getting serious with a guy back in Luna City.
Ah,
said Callie. She pulled her legs up onto the seat and crossed them beneath her.
I liked her. I mean, I didn't know her long, but she seemed really...
Look, he interrupted. You want to talk about everyone who died back there? I'm not really the kind of guy who likes to talk his grief out. Rather bury it for now. Drink it away once we've got time.
Sorry.
He nodded once without looking at her. Maybe we can have a couple drinks at Luna City, she said.
Maybe, he said. Guess it depends on what shows up there after us.
Yeah.
He jerked his thumb back at the couches.
Got about 3 hours before we reach Luna City. Want to grab some sleep?
I'm fine.
Another silence fell between them. The low hum of the engines filled the cabin. Callie could feel the vibration along her thighs and in her lower back. She twisted in the seat and looked over her shoulder. The spider plants were dead, their leaves scattered on the floor. A few had landed on the couches. One of the plants had turned black and slimy. The air filters kept the scent of rot out of the air, but in return they made it smell more flat and sterilized. A term had cropped up in a few of the old historical accounts of space travel. Canned air. Callie had never quite understood it until now. She looked at Jake. Every few minutes his own eyes would flit down to the rear view screen.
What do you think about...
I mentioned the whole burying this idea, didn't I?
Her finger dipped down to point at the screen. Jake shook his head.
Oh, yeah, them.
Yeah, she said.
Pretty fucked up, huh?
Why do you think this is happening?
Why ask me?
Callie shrugged.
You've been a caretaker for years.
He snorted out a laugh. His shoulders relaxed for the first time since he'd joined her in the cockpit.
Yeah, well, this shit had ever happened before. I sure wouldn't be one, believe me.
Want to know what I think?
His shoulders dropped a little more.
Newbie?
Yes, Jake,
responded Anubis's AI.
Thrall us to Hathor, keep a 25-meter distance.
Of course, Jake.
A pair of red lights lit up on the yoke.
Controls are now thralled to Hathor's navigation systems.
He turned to look at Callie and swung a leg up over the seat's arm.
Shoot.
He tugged the brim of his cap, shifting it on his head. She locked eyes with him.
You sure? This is going to sound a bit crazy.
You want to get Waqid in on it?
He gestured at the comm controls. Callie shook her head.
Wait, and tell me how crazy it sounds.
I'm all ears.
I think it's the meteor. The one that hit Hades.
Why, there's close to 100 meteor hits a day.
You think it's just a coincidence?
No, but I don't want to make the leap either. We start acting on random assumptions, we're going to lose more people. I'm still not even sure I'm buying into the Walking Dead idea.
That's what they are, though, right? The undead? Zombies?
He shook his head. No. Don't know what's after us, but they aren't zombies.
How can you say that?
Jake pushed up his cap. Because I'm a grown-up living in the 23rd century, I know zombies don't exist.
I thought you really liked all this stuff, the movies and everything.
You like chocolate. That mean you believe in the Easter Bunny? She shrugged.
I probably would if he showed up and killed a few dozen people.
Fair point, he said.
Okay, then. Something hits Hades, and the next day...
You've already leaped from meteor to something, he said.
Well, if I'm right about it being connected, it's probably not just a lump of iron and nickel, is it?
What do you think it is? Kelly shook her head again.
I don't have a clue. Stop interrupting, he grunted.
She took a moment to organize her thoughts.
Okay, so something hits Hades. They go to check it out, and some people possibly die. One of them's Kurt Hausman.
Don't let anyone else hear you say that part.
Still?
Just being honest. If it comes down to screwing a lot of people hard or possibly losing a benefit-filled retirement package, people almost always lean toward choice A. If that kid's been hurt, heads are going to roll.
She sighed. Unknown people die. Maybe. The next day, they send out the panic message, and then the whole base goes silent. A day later, Iran goes to investigate, and then they go silent. The day after that, we go to see what's going on, and we see a few hundred zombies heading south.
Jake nodded once. Sounds dead on so far.
The weird thing, she continued, is how fast they're moving.
Definitely the weird thing about zombies on the moon, yes.
It is, though, isn't it?
He crossed his arms and looked at the rearview screen. Yeah, he agreed. They're not exactly nimble. The Iran kid, Mendez, he had trouble moving on pretty even ground. We were outpacing him in suits, nowhere near as fast as a buggy and definitely not a trike. He paused for a moment and let it all settle in his mind. Should have had at least a day before they reached Osiris.
If they were coming from the impact site, Hades Cemetery, it should have taken them almost a week just to get to Iran.
At least.
She took another moment. How far is it from Osiris Base to our own cemetery?
We are the cemetery. It's all us.
No, she said. From the actual base out to the graves, how far?
25, maybe 30 clicks. Depends on the direction. Why?
She tilted her head back and forth and played with some numbers. So a little over 4 hours for someone to walk it if they were moving pretty slow, right?
Yeah.
Shit. He looked at the rearview screen. They didn't catch up with us, said Callie. That's why they seemed to move so fast on the satellite pics. The dust wasn't all movement. It was more of them waking up across the cemeteries. They were digging themselves out of the ground.
Just fucking great, he muttered.
Whatever that thing at Hades is, she said, it's getting stronger. Its range is getting bigger, extending south.
Toward Luna. Lucky us. Jake shook his head.
Callie looked out at the lunar landscape. What are there, 16 million graves up here?
Give or take a few thousand, he said with a nod. 16 million dead people versus 300 living ones.
How long do you think we can hold out?
Jake shifted in his seat and slid his leg off the chair's arm. Luna City's got no real defenses. Dead people don't seem to need air or heat, And they're smart enough to release safety latches on suits and docks. I'd give us a day or two.
Seriously?
Yeah, 3 days at best. Good news. He waited for her to finish the sentence.
The shuttle, she said.
Yep, every day. He pointed at the screen. Those stumblers in the front are maybe doing 2 or 3 kilometers an hour. Take them over 2 days to get to Luna. We get there in a couple hours. Next shuttle comes in 10 or 12 hours after that, if we're lucky. Plus, hopefully, Wagid's convinced Gordon or the mayor to call for emergency evac by now. Her fingers tapped on the armrest of her chair.
Assuming all the bodies in storage there don't wake up first.
If you're right, the space voodoo from Hades took about 5 days to reach Osiris. It keeps spreading at the same rate. We've got a couple of days before it hits Luna City. Habit made him pause to check all the gauges and controls.
I wasn't sure I heard right, Callie said after a moment, when Daniel said they were undoing the latches on his helmet.
Jake took a breath, let it whistle out between his teeth. They were clumsy about it, but it's what they did. It's how they killed Megan, too, and Anna. They released all the seals on their suits.
The safeties didn't stop them.
He shook his head. Safeties are for accidents. It's almost impossible to open those things if you don't mean to, but if you mean to... He looked at her.
I thought zombies were supposed to be brainless.
Yeah, well... I said these aren't zombies, remember?
Still, she said. They're frozen corpses. They've got no brain functions or anything, right?
If my old first aid training was right, then yeah, the people walking around on the moon without spacesuits are dead. Which means they don't have any brain functions.
Come on, you've got to have more than that. You're our zombie expert. How many of those movies have you watched?
Doesn't matter, he said. Because they're just movies. This is what I'm talking about, saying they're not zombies. Worst thing we can do is think we understand these things because we made some stupid assumptions based off old films. It'll get us all killed.
She studied his face for a moment. You weren't always a caretaker, were you?
I don't know if you figured it out yet, Callie, but nobody starts out as a caretaker. It's not exactly a career people fight for.
Except for Tessa.
Yeah, well, I still say Tessa's a robot.
So what did you do before this?
He made a show of checking a few of the power gauges and the speedometer again.
Jake?
Staff Sergeant Jacob Yazzie, he said. United North American Marine Corps, served from 28 until 36. Spent a year kicking around the planet. About 6 years ago, I ended up at Osiris.
Why?
Usual reasons. Isolation, good pay, easy women.
Why'd you leave the Corps?
Because I didn't belong there anymore.
What's that mean?
Means I didn't belong there anymore. She nodded and stared out at the lunar landscape for a few minutes.
Don't suppose they taught you anything about zombies?
He let out a low, humorless chuckle. Want to know the one point the Corps and almost every zombie movie agree on?
What?
Blow something's head off, and it's done. In the old movies, it's almost always headshots. Destroy the brain, they drop. Plain old Unwalking Dead.
Which would be great if guns were allowed on the moon.
Yep, that'd be nice.
Any other thoughts?
Nope, Jake said. All I want is to get us to Luna City without losing anyone else.
And then?
Headshot's probably a solid... Anubis, called Wagid's voice. Jake, you there? We're here, what's up?
We're running low. Our batteries are almost completely flat. We've got maybe another 10 kilometers left in her.
Jake glanced at the console. We're not even 100 clicks out, what's going on?
They never got switched out for fresher ones, interrupted Tessa's voice. And we're burning power too fast for them to get a good charge. The sun's too low to the horizon right now.
Jake reached up and scratched at his baseball cap as if he could feel an itch on the brim. So what do you want to do, boss? Wagid sighed in their ears.
I think we should all go on in Anubis. It started out pretty fresh, right?
Just hit 83%, yeah. You know five people in here is going to tax the systems. We'll start losing power, too.
I know, said Wagid. But Izmi's pretty sure we can still make it. There's a lava plain ahead we can just make. We'll stop there, suit up, grab our gear, and come over there.
We can be moving again in less than an hour or so.
Jake gave Callie a weary look.
Don't waste time with the stuff on the roof, Wagid. We've only got two open suit ports. It's going to take long enough to shuffle suits around as it is.
We're just going to grab a few things. Don't worry about it.
I'm more worried about the things following us, boss.
Understood.
The channel chimed as it closed. Jake sat up and gave the brim of his cap a gentle tug.
Didn't think about that, he said with a sigh.
What?
We're driving into the night. Steeper angle on the sun. Going to take longer for the batteries to recharge, especially going flat out with extra people on board.
He coughed once and set his hands on the yoke.
Newbie, I'll take control again.
Of course, Jake, said the AI. Manual control in 4, 3, 2, 1. Manual control has been restored.
Kelly stretched her legs back out in front of her.
Wagid's not much of a leader, is he?
No, said Jake. No, he isn't. Don't get me wrong, he's a great boss. Great. Love the man like my father. But people who are big on conflict and action usually don't become caretakers.
You did.
One exception to every rule.